His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. An effort in Great Barrington to repeal the town's recently passed plastic water bottle ban will get a full hearing when the matter is put before voters. A special town meeting will be held next month as the select board voted this week for nothing to hold a special town meeting on Monday, August 6th at 6 p.m. at Monument Mountain Regional High School. This move comes after a petition was organized and failed to call for a special meeting to repeal the ban on the sale of single-use plastic water bottles approved at the annual town meeting in May. On July 10th, members of Columbia County Sheriff's Office, the Columbia Green Shared Response Team, New York State Police, Stockport Police Department, and New York State Parole executed a search warrant which was signed by the Columbia County Judge Jonathan Nichols at 2870 Atlantic Avenue in the town of Stockport. During that execution of the warrant, 150 bags of heroin were located in the residence and seized, which was an approximate street value of $2,300. In addition, a quantity of crack cocaine was also seized. As a result, four individuals were arrested: Thomas Confer Jr., 35, of Atlantic Avenue in Stockport; Megan Svita, 33, also of 2870 Atlantic Avenue in Stockport; Charlie Clintron, 39, residing at 2870 Atlantic Avenue, was arrested on an outstanding Columbia County Family Court warrant; and Roger DeLeese Jr., 39, of State Road 82 Ankrum, was arrested and charged with loitering in the first degree. Anybody with more information on this can contact a tip line at 518-822-8477. That tip line is completely confidential. The Smithfield Church is presenting the Great Schubert Quintet with Friends from Holland at 7:30. It's the Sherman Chamber Ensemble at the Smithfield Church on Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia, New York. Tickets are available at the door and are $30. The concert begins at 7:30. The Amenia Garden Clubs presents a celebration of private gardens in Millbrook, Amenia, and Sharon on Saturday, 10 to 4, rain or shine. The day of the tour tickets are $25, only available at the Amenia Town Hall. If you purchase them in advance, you save 10% online at ameniagardens.org. The organization Save Sharon Hospital is holding a rally on the green in Sharon. They are trying to organize, get petitions signed, letters, stories, and also engage politicians and leaders. This On the Green event will be held on Saturday, July 14th at 11 o'clock on Sharontown Green. Refreshments will be heard. More information available on Facebook, Save Sharon Hospital. On Sunday evening, the Sunday evening concerts continue in Canaan, Connecticut at the Doughboy, Route 44 and Granite Avenue. This week, it features Mullet Kate and country music. If it's raining, they move inside the Pilgrim House on 30 Granite Avenue. Also, concerts on the Kent Green continue on July 19th from 6 till 8 p.m. at Town Hall in Clement Weather. Site is the Kent Community House. Playing will be the Regulators, who play country and Americana. For more information, 860-927-1003. The next lobster sale by the Montgomery Lodge in Lakeville will be held on July 21st. Lobsters averaging 1 1/3 pounds, but price of $16 each. You can order them by calling 860-435-9722. Additionally, raw or steam clams are available for $7 per dozen. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 224.44 to 24,924.89 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7823.92 and the S&P 500 at 2798.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.